So one of the things that I love about live chatting, Deborah, is that things happen, and I totally lost you there on my screen, so I'm sorry about that. But that's what we were talking about at that time was that, you know, people have a passion for that first cup of coffee, and they seem to have an emotional connection to that feeling, you know, when it's being brewed at home and they can smell it in the house. Now, yeah. I know that you do workshops, so yeah. Tell us a little bit about the workshops that you do.
So I give people a little education. And so my three things with my company, Coffee Revolution, is rethinking your daily cup. So one is coffee can taste great. Two, consider your social and environmental impact of your coffee purchase. And the third is what you alluded to a little bit earlier, is that take the time to enjoy it. Like, we are just in such a busy, busy society and pace of life. And I really encourage people to, like, take those 15 minutes to yourself. Like, enjoy it. And that's kind of part of the ritual. Mm-hmm. It's like, make it yourself. Don't regret or begrudge the idea that you've got to spend a few minutes. And then go and sit and enjoy and reflect on your life. About a decision you have to make that day. Perhaps it's a hard conversation you need to have. So slow down and enjoy.
You know what? I think you've mentioned something that's really rather wonderful, and that is it's part of your morning ritual. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, you've mentioned that you're a foodie and, you know, all of your friends and family when you're traveling come to you for the coffee. So clearly you've, you know, set the precedent that you're the place to come for a great cup of coffee. So tell us a little bit about your morning ritual. So what are some of the things that you do every morning as part of your coffee experience?
Yeah, so I make it myself. And if my husband's up earlier, he's got his. He doesn't make mine. I make mine. So I grind it, I brew it, and like smell it, and then go and sit and enjoy. And we have an advantage to sit outside or to look outside, mm-hmm. and just be quiet. And mm-hmm. I read and pray and just enjoy it. Enjoy the moment.
So if I was going to book your services, because I know that you do workshops in teaching people how to do coffee, and I'm assuming that you do them both corporately as well as personally, if you wanted to get, you know, a group of friends together, you would do something like that in their house. So tell me a little bit about what a workshop looks like. What does that entail?
Okay. So, yeah, I give a little bit of education, and then we brew coffee different ways. So sometimes what I'll do, I'll take the same coffee and we'll brew it in a French press or we'll brew it in a pour-over method. So it's like it's the same coffee, it's fresh, it's like identical, but I've made it different ways. So then you get to try it, right? Or then I might get you involved in, maybe you want to pour, maybe you want to do some part of the process. Mm-hmm. So we drink coffee at least three different coffees in different ways. Yeah. And then sometimes what I do is do a little bit of food pairing. So we taste the coffee, taste the food, and see how the coffee enhances the food.
You know, do you think that the coffee experience is something that we most often do when we're meeting with friends? I mean, I know lots of folks who have, whether it's business meetings or, you know, they just want to take a break during their day and they try to book coffee appointments with people. So do you find that there has been any changes at all in the socialization of people as a result of coffee?
I think so. I mean, maybe people have always wanted to get together, but mm-hmm. there's something around meeting together for right. a coffee. It's really a shared experience yeah. and part of very Canadian kind of thing to do as well. So I think there's something about it, right? And the cafe experience, which is, you know, whatever, several decades old. Mm-hmm. But we enjoy that being in that environment, and then enjoying a great beverage.
Now, I know that you mentioned that you had a friend who gave you the encouragement to move into entrepreneurship and pursuing your passion with Coffee Revolution. So, and that you were an educator and you had a really great career as an educator, and you took a little hiatus and worked in a coffee shop. But tell us what the most important thing that you've learned from being an entrepreneur and sort of taking that leap of faith into starting your own business and moving into the whole world of coffee.
Well, I think one thing is to be persistent, right? To continue, because there's many things and many doubts you can have in your mind of, I don't know what enough, I'm not good enough, like all of those doubts. So it's to be persistent and to continue and to connect, I think, with people that are in my case, in the coffee world. And that does really motivate me and excite me.
So if you had to take a quality that you were most proud of as an educator, and now that you're an entrepreneur, have you found that you've bridged the gap and you brought that sort of that transferable skill with you? What would you say would be the thing that sort of connects the dots between what you did in your role as an educator and now in your role as a workshop facilitator for coffee?
Well, I think I try to make it fun and interact. And I think those are the skills that I bring across.
And have you ever decided, you mentioned that you do food pairings, so give us a suggestion. I mean, we all know that the Canadian thing to do with coffee is, you know, donuts or some sort of a sugary treat that kind of helps to offset sometimes the flavor of the coffee. So what would be a suggestion that you would have for folks who tomorrow with their morning coffee, they want to try to pair it with something other than a breakfast food item? What would be your recommendation or your suggestion?
There is one coffee, and I actually can't remember what country it comes from, but it pairs really well with a sausage, with like a sweet, appley sage sausage. And it's kind of a lighter roasted coffee, and it's amazing. You taste the coffee and the sausage and the coffee. It's amazing.
Wow, that's really interesting. I would have never ever thought to take something. My first automatic reaction is those, you know, sugary treats, some kind of a scone or a biscuit or a cookie or something like that. I never would have thought that, you know, something like a protein, like a sausage, would have been a great pairing. That's a really wonderful suggestion. Well, I really can't think of anything more exciting as I venture into the whole world of coffee and trying all the various different types of brewing as well as the different types of beans and grinding. Now, one of the things that we do at the end of our guest blog series is we talk about three words of advice. And I want to share with everyone who's listening with us today that your three words of advice are really very special to me, especially because it says do what comes easy. So tell us a little bit about how you feel that this experience in moving into entrepreneurship has been easier for you.
Well, like I said in my little story, was that I had kind of resisted this and in much of my life thought I have to do things that are hard. And then this was just so natural and it just felt easy. And it's like, why am I resisting what's come easy? And so that was kind of my advice. It's like, what comes easy, just do that. And it's not easy for other people.
Right. It's easy for you, right? You get to follow your passion. And that actually comes, as you say, very natural and makes it easy. Yeah. I really want to thank you very much, Deborah, for spending some time with us today, certainly for sharing your story in our guest blog series, and for providing us with a little bit of insight into some different ways that we can probably think about coffee in our own personal environment.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. So, and to you, the audience who's with us today, I hope you enjoyed a little bit of a glimpse of Deborah as we introduced you to the person behind the logo in this edition of the Keeping It Real series. Thank you very much.
Thank you.